It's time for another Carbon County School District update, and joining us in the studio today, we have Karen Bedone. She's the assistant principal at Mont Harmon. She's been there for about 5 years, actually been in the district for 17 years. Boy, Karen, that's a long time, a long haul to be in one district.
Oh, it is, but I was in Granite District for 12 years before that, so it's been a while. I've been around for a while.
So obviously you enjoy your time here at the in the Carbon County School District.
I do. I love the kids. It's great. No better place to be than in school every day with the kids.
That's fantastic. Now, obviously, the principal of Mont Harmon is Seth Allred. He's not able to make it in today. So you're going to fill in and you're going to talk about all the great things happening at Mont Harmon. First off, we'll start with Red Ribbon Week, which is going on right now.
It is. Yesterday we had a super day. We had, for the kids yesterday, we had them do a mix-up at lunch. We put colored balloons on each table. We gave the kids a colored wristband, and they sat at the table that matched their balloon so that they could meet and greet new friends, and they had some questions that they could ask each other. And so it was a great mix-up where you didn't sit with your same old group that you're there with every time. You actually got to meet some new people, talk about your likes, your dislikes, and just kind of have a good time with some new people that you wouldn't ordinarily meet. But because we had you mix it up at lunch, it was a good experience.
And I'm sure the kids enjoyed that.
It was good. It was good. The kids seemed to enjoy it.
Good, good. What else is happening with the Red Ribbon Week?
Well, we have, today is Too Smart to Start, and we asked the kids today to dress up as nerds. So I wore my Comic-Con shirt, the biggest nerd thing I have, because the kids have told me I'm a great nerd, which is great. On Thursday, we're doing Team Up Against Drugs, and we want all the kids to wear their favorite team jersey, a shirt, a jacket, anything that shows team spirit for their chosen team. And then finally on Friday, we're actually going to do two on Friday, kind of a mix-up. We've got blackout drugs, and so we're going to ask the kids to wear all black. But if they do, we're doing layoff drugs, and they will receive a Hawaiian lei. We've ordered about 300 Hawaiian leis. And so those kids that are wearing all black for blackout drugs, we're going to give them a Hawaiian lei. And our teachers will be wearing our celebration shirts, which are actually Hawaiian shirts also. So we're just going to have a kind of a big luau at school as we celebrate being drug-free.
Now, outside of Red Ribbon Week, you guys also have a science club that you mentioned to me a little bit off the cuff, and you guys have done some great things with that so far. The kids really seem to like it.
They do. Mr. Lauritsen has science club. He's broken it up into 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade groups, although if you can't make it on your own night, you can go on another night. They've gone fishing. They most recently went up to the Buffalo Roundup up on Antelope Island. They took a Saturday and went there. He's had 3 star parties for each grade. One night was a little bit cloudy, but most of the other nights they were able to get out the big telescopes and view the stars. And he's got that going Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays every week, and a new activity planned for him each week.
Now, it is the just a couple of days after Halloween. First off, as an assistant principal, how horrible is the day after Halloween for the kids?
Oh, it's not horrible because Halloween's my favorite holiday forever.
Okay.
Oh, I love Halloween. Kids are sugared up and running around, but it's great. We had a dance for them. We had a Halloween dance, and that was great. We offered, for those that didn't want to go to the dance, we had 5 movies, so we had a little movie theaters going on. The kids were able to go in and out of the dance, have their lunch, go to the movies, although we told them if they went to the theater, they had to stay at the theater, so they were able to watch some Halloween movies, and it was a great afternoon. Kids went trick-or-treating that night and come back to school yesterday all sugared up and fun, and they're great.
You love Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Now, Hocus Pocus was one of the options for a Halloween movie, right?
Hocus Pocus was not.
Oh, my goodness.
But we had Winifred and her friends dressed up at school.
Oh, that's good.
We had 3 students that dressed up. They were great. We had another student dressed for Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro. They were great. You know, your variety of bloodied people, the dead bride was a good one also. So we let them dress up. No masks, no weapons, you know, the usual school rules, but we do let them dress up, and it was fun.
And what did you go as?
I change costumes every year.
Okay.
So on a full day, I wear 4 costumes. I 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. But because Monday was a short day, I only had 2 costumes. It was the fairy godmother in the morning and then a nun in the afternoon.
So as you can tell, again, Mrs. Bedot loves Halloween.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Now, with Halloween, Amal Harmon, FCCLA always does their cake decorating. I know this is very, very big. Mrs. Vandesloos typically comes in and talks about it. We haven't talked to her yet, but how was the turnout this year? How did things go?
The turnout was really good. We moved it from the gym to our commons area, so it was a little more concentrated, so you could see things a little better. It went very well. We had some great cakes. There was a really good Bloody Brain cake that would probably have been difficult to eat, but it looked really good. We had our categories, the sports categories, the holidays category, the fondant categories, and they were all, once again, really good. Then we have the auction. Prices for the cakes went between $3 and $5, and then the money raised goes to FCCLA to help them with their activities over the course of the year.
So definitely a lot of stuff going on at Mont Harmon right now. I'm sure it keeps the kids busy, and it kind of takes some of the pressure away from school, right?
It takes the pressure away, and you enjoy school. The more you're involved in other things at school, the more you enjoy school itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So providing the opportunities for the kids to do other things just gives them more opportunities to enjoy school.
Assistant Principal Karen Bedot again at Mont Harmon. It's so great to get you in and talk a little bit about what you guys are doing and some of the activities. Thank you again for the time this morning, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio.